Capital Region community, business, education, and government leaders today announced University at Albany's plan to transform the century-old former Albany High School building into a home for its new College of Engineering and Applied Sciences.
There's nothing that we can talk about and nothing that you're going to hear from me as president that is absolutely more critical to the future of the University at Albany than this College of Engineering and Applied Science. It is the game changer for this great university.
That's you, Albany President Robert Jones, singing the praises of the new building, new college. You Albany officials say locating the new school midtown marks the next phase in what they call a deepening partnership between the Capital Region Public Research University, its home city, and the larger region. The $60 million project that will create 127,000 square feet of classroom, research, and office space, with capacity for more than 1,000 students and 180 faculty and researchers, is part of an engineering and computer science initiative to make UAlbany more competitive.
We need an initial investment in this year's budget of only $20 million. Only $20 million. I mean, just think about the return on that $20 million investment. I mean, I know you all can do the math, right?
To put that $20 million starter into perspective, the $60 million price tag to completely revitalize and repurpose the stately building, which was, from 1913 to 1974, the home of Albany High School as a cutting-edge STEM school, is about a third of what it will cost to modernize and renovate the crumbling new Albany High School a few blocks uptown. Securing that capital funding money is the top priority, according to Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
I could talk a little bit about what it takes to get some money from our friends in state government. But I stand here with colleagues that have demonstrated that they can deliver, that are incredible advocates, and who are really telling a story that's an easy sell, because it's about investing dollars now where we know we can demonstrate the payback for those dollars in the future.
The mayor there referring to project backers, including State Senator Neil Breslin, Assembly Members John McDonald, Pat Fahey, and Pete Lopez, and Albany Medical Center President and CEO James Barba.
And speaking for the legislative delegation here, what a wonderful investment.
This year's budget is exciting, because the governor has laid out what I believe to be an urban agenda.
I made sure I wore my purple today. I'll wear it every day if that helps us get this $20 million.
$20 million is doable.
$20 million is nothing compared to that kind of a vision for what we can have here in this capital city.
Jones envisions a dynamic new community resource, including a 1,000-seat auditorium, space for new collaborations with local schools and community organizations, along with other opportunities. He promises an open dialogue with the community to address quality of life issues such as parking, which would likely impact surrounding neighborhoods. If all goes according to plan, portions of the building could be open to students in as little as 4 years from now. The Cuomo administration said simply, it is reviewing the proposal. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.